Welcome back to Reading the Psalms. I'm Dan, and I'm going to read Psalm 77 today. Psalm 77 has the heading, For the Chief Musician After the Manner of Jeduthun, a Psalm of Asaph. I will cry unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and he will give ear unto me. In the day of my trouble I sought the Lord. My hand was stretched out in the night and slacked not. My soul refused to be comforted. I remember God, and I am disquieted. I complain, and my spirit is overwhelmed. Thou holdest mine eyes watching. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with mine own heart, and my spirit made diligent search. Will the Lord cast off forever? And will he be favorable no more? Is his mercy clean gone forever? Does his promise fail forevermore? Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has he in anger shut up his tender mercies? And I said, This is my infirmity, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will make mention of the deeds of the Lord, for I will remember thy works of old. I will meditate also upon all thy work and muse on thy doings. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary, who is a great God like unto God. Thou art the God who doest wonders. Thou hast made known thy strength among the peoples. Thou hast with thine arm redeemed thy people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph. The waters saw thee, O God. The waters saw thee, they were afraid. The depths also trembled. The clouds poured out water. The skies sent out a sound. Thine arrows went abroad. The voice of thy thunder was in the whirlwind. The lightnings lightened the world. The earth trembled and shook. Thy way was in the sea, and thy paths in the great waters, and thy footsteps were not known. Thou leddest thy people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. Asaph continues to pour out his plea toward God with the great question, how long? This is an important question for each of us to consider, for each of us to even ask. And some of you may not quite know when you would ask this question, and others of you may have tears in your eyes as you hear Asaph ask the question himself. We are all of us at varying stages of our journey. Let's consider Asaph's latest stage. His despair has mounted to the great questions that we find in verses 7, 8, and 9. These questions feel like, in my own voice, they feel like they would say, God, I know that you're here for me, but it just doesn't feel like you're here today. They remind me of the father who pleads with Jesus, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. When we consider all that God did to save so many others, why doesn't he save me in my distress? Why isn't he here today? He saved others. Can he not save himself? Is the very question they scoffingly asked of Jesus on the cross. So these are true and real moments. The truth of the big picture is, though, that though our pain and sorrow fills our field of vision and comprehension, it's never the full and complete picture. Asaph works to remind himself about this as he, again, meditates and recites the great works of God's salvation. And what work does he tell? Why, the saving of Israel at the shores of the Red Sea. Notice the final lines of this psalm, which are, I think, the key. God's path of salvation was unknown. It was an unknowable idea, unforeseeable, unpredictable. The answer to the Israelite trouble was walking through the sea. That's outside anyone's expected sight. And so might be our answer even today. Let's reread Psalm 77 together. I will cry unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and he will give ear unto me. In the day of my trouble I sought the Lord. My hand was stretched out in the night and slacked not. My soul refused to be comforted. I remember God, and I am disquieted. I complain, and my spirit is overwhelmed. Thou holdest mine eyes watching. I am so troubled I cannot speak. I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with mine own heart, and my spirit made diligent search. Will the Lord cast off forever, and will he be favorable no more? Is his mercy clean gone forever? Does his promise fail forevermore? Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has he in anger shut up his tender mercies? I said this in my infirmity, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will make mention of the deeds of the Lord, for I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also upon thy work and muse upon thy doings. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary, Who is a great God like unto God? Thou art the God that doest wonders. Thou hast made known thy strength among the peoples. Thou hast with thine arm redeemed thy people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph. The waters saw thee, O God. The waters saw thee, they were afraid. The depths also trembled. The clouds poured out water. The skies sent out a sound. Thine arrows also went abroad. The voice of thy thunder was in the whirlwind. The lightnings lightened the world. The earth trembled and shook. Thy way was in the sea, and thy paths in the great waters, and thy footsteps were not known. Thou leddest thy people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. The story of the Israelites walking through the Red Sea, walking on dry land, reminds me of the story of Jesus and Peter when Peter walks upon the sea. And he's able to walk on the water, even though that should be physically impossible. But when he sees the winds and the waves, his faith falters. That's a type, that's a picture, that's the story of each of us. We have highs and we have lows. We want to believe, we work to believe, we do believe, and then life throws us a curveball. We see the winds and the waves, and we just don't know. And yet, in our despair, what do? Peter himself cried out to Jesus. The one, in fact, he was losing faith in, he reached out and said, "Save me, O Lord." And the Lord reached out his hand and saved him. Asaph, who is complaining and fearful about God's salvation, wondering if he himself will be saved, recites the salvation of God and proclaims it. And God indeed saves him. This is what we need to try to do, to try to hold on to God and to reach out to him in our troubles. Well, thanks for listening in. I'll talk to you again soon.